And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You're really trying to get me to bring back this Martika song, aren't you?
It's just because, just before the end of that song, yeah. For those that are just joining us.
As that song started,
actually. Yeah, we're talking about, I don't know, you were loving yourself or something.
I said, I'll be on you and then I'll be off you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then you said, love that thy will be done.
Yeah, I made a reference to a classic seminal Martika hit from the 90s.
Yes. The backseat of mum's car.
I know that's a bit of a deep cut, yeah. Martika, well, that was probably not one of her bigger hits. We should actually go do a bit of a deep dive.
Martika deep dive.
Some of the bigger Martika
Toy
hits.
Toy Soldiers? Is that her?
Yeah.
Anyway, don't worry. It's all right. Now, see, you're like a dog with a bone, sir. A bone.
Yeah.
A bone.
Okay, well, you talk while I... Yeah, Toy Soldiers, buddy. See? Well done, mate. Good on you.
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Eminem popularised that song. It wasn't her.
No, I didn't like that, yeah. Okay, just before that break as well, as all that was happening.
I feel the earth move. I feel the earth move, yeah, under my feet.
Okay, in our wheelhouse, mate.
I'm a child.
Unless Cyril does a remix on it,
you're
we
right.
Don't care about
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Okay? Yeah. Unless he puts an 808 beat underneath it, we're not having it.
But we are having this. So just before that break,
yeah.
I don't know if you remember what you did.
What did I do?
You sneezed.
Oh, yeah.
You sneezed a couple of times.
I did.
And what did I do?
You said, you blessed me.
I did.
Yeah,
I blessed
bless
you.
Bless you. Right? Thank you.
And so when it comes to sneezes, there was someone in my life yesterday that sneezed. Then sneeze.
This is three.
Three sneezes.
Yeah.
And then went for the fourth. Now, I have to say,
yeah.
I know I'm not a good person inside, but I try and fake that.
Yeah.
As we all do. And the first one, bless you. Second one, I'm like, already getting annoyed. Right?
Yeah.
Second one, I'm like, bless you. Third one, oh, bless you. By the third one, I'm like, shut up.
By the third one, you'd be like,
just no context. It's Martika again. We're throwing back to 7 minutes ago. It's no, do you know radio?
Hey, contextually, it's fine.
It's fine.
The earth's moving under your feet after three sneezes.
It
My
is.
Goodness, sit down.
But that's what makes it hard for me, because by the third, then I have to think of a joke for the fourth.
Oh,
like
no.
I have to say, oh, four, five, six, three more, and you get a...
No, you don't need to do that gear. You do
I do that gear.
Really?
Like, three more, and you
is
get...
Is that all you've got?
That's all I've got. Otherwise, I'm saying, shut up.
No, I always say, well, the girls, if they do, I always say, oh, you blow your bloody head off, sneeze your head off. Oh, look, you sneeze your head off.
Yeah, but don't you find... Like, how many do you do before you crack it? Like, how many sneezes does someone do before you're like, right, I don't care. I'm not blessing you anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, no, you get one bless.
One bless. See, I'll do up to three
you'll
blesses.
You'll do a second. So if they sneeze and
I'll
you say,
bless you.
Hey, bless you.
And I'll say,
go,
oh, bless you again.
Again.
Yeah.
You come back with a second bless you.
Yes, always.
Oh, mate,
always a second bless you.
You don't need so many blessings.
Really? Maybe I am a nice person inside.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. I just, once it gets to that third one, I'm starting to get annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'll say, sometimes I will say as well, this is it. This is all I've got for you.
This is all you've got. Yeah.
This is all I've got for
just,
you.
No, just one bless you and then you get on with your life and let them sneeze.
No, you have to go the second one.
No.
Of course you do.
It's like having someone with an annoying, niggling cough where you have to sort of spend time around them.
Yeah, but I don't do anything for that. I give
clear
you
your throat.
Bad thoughts.
All right, Martika, play us out.
No, just... Station is this again?
Not sure anymore.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, I've started doing something and I don't know if this is something that people do pre-40 or post 40.
Okay, you're right on 40. So
yeah. So I'm right there on the cusp. Mm. I do like going to secondhand bookstores a lot. The Red Heeler bookstore down in Moorabool Street is great. Don't roll your eyes at me. But I do love getting secondhand books, but I also love supporting our local bookstores also. Mm. So I'll share the load. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, mate. And do you know what I will say is all good people.
All great people.
All great people.
And if you ever get a secondhand cookbook, you can find some interesting stuff in there, not just recipes.
Like bits of food?
No. Well, there's that. That makes me feel a bit funny, to be fair. To be fair. But there's also notes.
Oh.
There's also notes in there, okay. Like tidbits of information.
Yeah, right.
And I did have a book once, and then there was a whole bunch of, you shouldn't eat meat and this will get you sick and blah, blah, blah. There was a whole lot of that in there. And I was all right. Well, whoever owned this, you know, they had an agenda, and I mean, that's their book and whatever. But I've started writing in cookbooks for myself.
Okay. And then at some point you anticipate then, like, not, I was going to say trading them in, but donating them.
Well,
and
no,
so someone
well,
else is going to get these notes.
I don't know. Like, I've never, anytime something is my book, like even in high school and that, I would never write in a purchased book. It's just, that's a purchased book. That's not for writing in. Do you know what I mean? You know how some people, you might get your favourite novel and they're like, I'm going to highlight my favourite page. Like, I've never, ever done that.
No.
Ever.
No.
I'm always like, this is a book. Yeah. I will write notes in a book that is specific for notes.
Yeah, don't want to deface the actual
book. Don't
want
to deface
itself.
The book,
yeah,
right? Yeah. But I've decided, I'm like, you know what? This is my book. It's a Nagi recipe tin eat special, right? I've got two of her books, both of them.
Side note, do you have books that aren't recipe books, but books that you have favourite quotes from?
No, God, no.
Oh,
I don't remember. Like, I want to be that person.
Okay.
Why do you have, oh,
I have one
God.
I have one book that is a...
Oh, God, it's a self-help one too, isn't it?
No.
What is it?
It's not from this year. Stephen Chbosky's Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Okay.
It's Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Okay. You just...
Before the movie, before all of that.
Mate.
Such a good
you
book.
You can't
it's
keep
my
saying,
favorite
oh,
book of all
you can't
time.
Keep saying, yeah, you know, I'm a book reader and I've read Tolkien, blah, blah, blah. When you read it when you were 15, it doesn't count now. If you haven't laid eyes on it in the past 20 years, it doesn't count.
Sure, Perks of Being a Wallflower, I read every 3 years.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that movie was shocking. It spiraled me into such a deep depression after I watched it, thinking,
why?
Oh, this is a Sunday. I'll get a bottle of wine and I'll watch this. What?
Why do you think I am the way I am?
That book is intense, man.
Yeah, I know it is. But guess what? Once you've read it once, you know what's coming. So
yeah, but
not,
it's like
you're not so shocked.
It's like, oh, this will be fun. The chick from Harry Potter's in there.
Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
Read the book though. It's got some beautiful quotes.
Oh,
in it.
I'm sure it does. It does. All about not being left alone with family. There's a quote. Anyway, I'll. What are some of the quotes? Go on.
No.
Quote something.
No, you'll taint him now.
Because he doesn't know. But my quotes in my book are, this is nice.
This tastes... Oh, this is what you've written in your...
That's all I've written
in my... This one's nice. Use this one again.
This is nice.
You don't want to
more
just remember
salt,
that?
More salt. Don't need noodles if don't want. You know, things like...
Okay.
But mainly it's, this is good.
General stuff to that you would probably just remember.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember. Okay. Yeah. Like my Perks of Being a Wallflower quotes. Mate, it's who you used to be. It's not who you are now. Okay? I used to be good at playing the piano, and now I tell people I can play the piano, and then they ask you, go on then.
Play piano.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to ask you for quotes.
It was never a phase. It was never a phase.
Trying to protect you. Give us a quote to get us out. Go on.
To be...
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's been described as a hoopla on the front page of the Geelong Addy. I mean, you read about these things and when it's about someone in your life, you're just like, what? I didn't know about this.
Why didn't they tell me?
Why didn't they
tell us? Why didn't they feel comfortable to tell us?
Do you know the reason why I didn't tell you guys yesterday? Because it really wasn't a story, and it wasn't that exciting, and it wasn't anything that was worth really talking about. That is the only reason. You are both referring to the fact that in the newspapers this morning, there's a story about the fact that Mark Philippoussis' son and my son play in the same basketball team, and it says that I intervened with Mark. It wasn't even that. It was so. Mark and the opposition coach were having a conversation after the game.
And it was a chill conversation.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. It wasn't okay. Like, because Mark is a chill person from what the outsiders see. Is that true?
Yeah,
like, he seems like a really chill
person. So he was trying to make a point about the game, and the other coach was obviously listening and responding. And at no point in time did either of the guys get aggressive. There was no swearing. There was no raised voices.
Punch-ons at kids.
No.
Which I think that's why people have jumped on it, because there has been a lot of parents at sports going off and all these type of stuff.
And I couldn't agree more that they need to be called out, those types of incidents, because they're terrible. It was so far from that. And Mark is not that type of guy, and this the opposition coach is not that type of guy. So It was calm. It was going a little long, the conversation, and the next game was trying to start. You know, basketball's almost back-to-back games, and lots of people around, everything like that. And our bench was one side, their bench the other side. So I just kind of basically just sort of gently said to Mark, you know, let's head over here, over to our team, and basically jump off the court a bit so the next game can get rolling. And that's all it was.
Yeah.
It was as innocent and simple as that. Unfortunately, as a few of the parents have joked to me since, it's like when a couple of names like
the best in Aussie
Philippousis,
Ling to Philippousis, goal.
I'm glad you used the footy example, because if it had been tennis, I would be rubbish at it. Yeah.
Juice.
Laid one.
No, that's no.
It unfortunately created a story and some interest in it, but honestly, it wasn't, guys.
It was more a love all situation.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Cute.
I like that.
So cute.
And can I say, too, just to this is to take it back to the more important thing, the game of basketball was a ripping little game of basketball. The other team won by a point. Like, so many talented kids, beautiful kids, and running around, really high quality. So let's not overshadow the fact that there was a nothing story, rather than the fact that there was a terrific game in kids' basketball that went on.
There is a quote in there that's sort of you saying, it's not worth it, it's not worth it, which is very Kath and Kim. You're going to kill him!
No, and I don't even necessarily think I used that exact term. It's not worth it. It was more just, let's just move on.
Okay. You know,
let's just move on and go our own ways. And
there's another quote in here, though, Tom,
that I don't know
if you've seen.
No, I didn't read the whole article,
this
obviously.
This is from Cameron Ling. Yeah. It said, there were two good little teams and we were hungry afterwards.
It basically...
And the next match was about to start. We were hungry afterwards.
Well, Henry and I'm talking about there. I wanted to go home for dinner.
Yeah.
I was tired.
We were hungry.
I was hungry.
Yeah. I can't believe you put that in the actual quote.
In the article.
I didn't know which quote they were going to use.
Oh, so you gave them a flyer. So I'm glad you gave them a whole array of quotes. And for us, K-Rock, nothing.
No mention.
No mention.
We have to come to you. That's all right. What we'll do is we will get the Addy journos, anytime they get a Cameron Ling story, to let us know. So then we...
And actually, if you could give me Mark Philippousis' number, that's probably for the best.
That's the only reason you're angry at me.
You'll get to him somehow. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. What's it like out there, Judas?
Oh, I think we could find out from another media company.
Yeah. What does the Addy say?
Wow.
What does AW say?
Yeah. They've got the latest with Cameron Lee.
It's wet out there.
Oh, it is? Allegedly.
Is it really?
It's still kind of mild.
It's a non-story, Tom.
It was never going to be like a full rain. It was just spitting.
It was just spitting. There's nothing in it. Nah, can we seriously get Mark Philippousis on the phone?
No, come on. You've got to stop the thirst. Yes, the thirst is...
Can you give me...
You're driven by thirst now.
Not driven by thirst. When I was 13, I was driven by thirst.
And can I have my phone back, please? You're not going to steal the number.
The last...
Can you give me my phone back?
He's a married guy. And I'm a finance girl. Fianced girl.
We've got his phone number.
I know. I love Jimmy James. But I'm just saying... Get him in.
There was an opportunity for...
Oh, yeah, because I'm definitely...
Game of doubles.
He's tight. Look at his beautiful wife.
Yeah, and then...
And then put her against me.
You with your scabies.
I'm covered. not in hives today. Could you imagine? Oh, Ginny James, please don't ever leave me. I love you so much.
Hey, we'll get you some Claritin. You'll be back to your best.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
All right, this is when we read a little blog like they have on Stan where you're like, what movie should I watch? This one looks interesting, but what's it about? And they explain it really good.
Yeah.
We turn it on its head and we explain it badly.
Really badly, which is exactly what I'm going to do. You two have to guess this one.
Okay.
Together, okay?
All right, I think we're ready.
Here we go. We know the rules.
We know the rules.
All right. Fun movie where everyone plays the part of a colourful character.
Ooh, colourful character.
Oh, okay. I think I know, but I don't want to say.
So a kids movie? I would say I'm leaning kids movie. Yeah, yeah.
And then now there's a second one that might be out, but I need more information.
Okay. I don't think you're on the right track.
Oh, good.
Classic cops and robbers caper where not everyone is as they seem.
Oh.
Maybe it's one of the Police Academy movies?
I don't think it's a kids movie. I think it might be
Police Academy is not a kids movie.
No, sorry, I was going back to what we were saying before. Mr. Colors, Kevin Spacey movie where he plays Am I on the right track?
No, I reckon you're mixing two movies up there.
I am, maybe.
Also,
I
Kevin's
definitely
cancelled, so we don't really talk about him.
No, well, yeah, what's the movie where they, like, they're...
The Talented Mr. Ripley?
The heist one. Oh, and Mr. Orange and the Usual Suspects.
No, that's the one you're mixing up with. No, classic soundtrack spattered with blood and profanity.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yes. Mr. White, Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange, all that lot.
And so you can get the song up.
Quentin Tarantino.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yes, please, come on, Tommy. You should have the audio ready to go.
I know.
I mean, I don't ask much. When I give you no notice.
I don't know what's happening.
And I don't do any work
myself.
Steel
is real, baby. Yeah. It's a classic. And it's right in your wheelhouse.
You know it's a great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. To the left of me, jokers to the
right, here I am, stuck in the middle. Viciously brutal movie.
Oh. Yeah. So what one was it? Especially during this particular scene.
What one was it again?
Reservoir Dogs.
And I was confusing it with The Usual Suspects.
Correct,
right, okay.
This was Quentin Tarantino's, one of his first, if not his first.
Kaiser Soze!
Yeah, that's Usual Suspects.
That's Usual Suspects. That's what I was trying to remember Kevin Spacey's name. That's
Kaiser Soze!
Oops, I think I might have given away what happens in Usual Suspects. Anyway, that's fine. Spoiler alert. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
So bad.
They're two different movies. Go to news.
Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Cool.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Can I say, finally nice to have a good-looking rooster in the studio.
Yeah. It's true. It is true. You have some chickens.
I do.
Tom, you've got three of them. What is it? Cotton Pizza and Daisy.
We've got a couple of Isa Browns and a Rhode Island Red.
Okay. Yes. And, I mean, that's amazing and that's great. But you are having a few little issues in the sense that Cameron Ling's not getting any eggs.
You've been promising me eggs all year. Oh, yeah, I'll bring in some eggs. Oh, yeah.
And twice I've brought them in and Loggy's taken them.
Yeah, because he's offered them to me. Also, you said you were going to build a fence to keep them in, but they keep jumping over.
The fence, yes.
The fence. And I don't know if you fully built. I'm still yet to hear all about that. But we do have a chicken coach in the studio. Her name is Elise McNamara. She has brought in a good-looking rooster as well as her beautiful self. Thank you so much for coming in, Elise.
Thank you for having me.
Now, chicken coach, what?
anyone that knows me is not surprised at all by this career choice. But, yeah, since I was a toddler in gumboots, chooks have been it.
Yeah, cool. And so what do you do?
I help people from start to, like yourself, when you start to get issues with your chickens, they come to me and I help them solve their chook challenges.
Okay.
And we're not just talking about greedy people like me wanting eggs off Tom, just how they can lay more eggs. It's actually around the health of them, how to care for them, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So the health, behaviour, how to tame them down, how to build a really good yard in a Geelong setting that's going to, you know, give you make it easy for you and be really good for your chooks as well.
Okay.
So we've got a rooster in. Can you tell us about this beautiful boy?
Now, Loggie chose, I said to Loggie, which out of these two? And she goes, oh, of course, this one. Now, it's a silky. For anyone that's on the line that's that knows silkies, they are very dramatic looking. They are very, my son calls it the woolly chicken. And he actually named him Jack. So, very quiet, docile. Bit different to your Rhode Island Reds and your Isa Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, so mine fight the magpies. We've got magpies that swoop my chooks, and geez, the chooks give them a serve too. You can hear them; they're telling them off.
Yeah, and they'll pick up on your behaviour and the surround, like their yard, and it is quite funny. They do get quite
territorial
with their yard for sure.
Wow.
There's nothing. One of the biggest issues you've got is the fact that they poop. Everywhere.
Yeah. At least everywhere.
On your decking, on your patio. They know, right? Everywhere.
My backyard is a toilet.
Yes, it is a problem, and you're going to build that. You have to build that fence. Yeah. You need to get that. Or you can make it look good as well, but that will definitely. And also, you could. I could guide you on how to clip a wing. That might help them fly. Mm. Stop them flying over.
Seems I would suggest like you wouldn't let Tom do anything.
Seems like a lot of. I'm not allowed to cut our kids' toenails. So, sure, I don't know. I have built a fence, but it's about shoulder height. So our setup is we've bought a coop, and then we've then bought a separate run that's come off it, but it's not that big. So we wanted to give them more space, and so then we've built a fence, and it's all about sort of chest, like shoulder height.
Yeah.
And they do stay in there. Bless little Cotton. She doesn't know how to get over, but certainly Pizza and Daisy seem to have worked out how, even though they don't have a huge run-up, to get over. I thought they were getting on the compost bin and then jumping over, so I've taken the compost bin out of their space. Hasn't fixed the issue. They'll spend the morning in their little area, but by afternoon they're out and about.
Yeah, and that's it. Some people go, it's called the floppy fence method, but that's not going to look good in your yard.
No.
So you might need to go higher. And honestly, like they can fly 1.8 metres, 2 metres. Yeah, they can get a good jump.
The biggest mistake you made was the fact that you went shoulder height of your daughters, Tommy.
Yes.
Not the right height.
The thing with wings can get up over 30 centimetres high. Yeah, right. So what about if you do want to have them free range in your backyard? Do you just have to live with the fact that they poop everywhere?
Yeah, you either have to fence off the sections. You really do have to fence off the sections you don't want them in, like your veggie patch, like your decking. Or you can build a bigger yard that they can be in most of the day, and then when you get home from work, you can let them out and have a scratch and a run around when you're home.
Yeah, that's what that might be.
We do want chickens at our house, and my partner and I, he's always like, there's so much room for chickens here. We have a red heeler, and I'm worried that he will bark at them. I'm worried that he will injure them in some way. So do people come to you for that, like kind of merging of species, you might say, as well, issues?
Look, there's definitely amazing situations where I've had the chooks really get along with the dog or the family cat.
Yeah.
They actually think they are a dog or a cat. And I mean, there'll be people listening go, that's my chook. Mm. But... Yeah, some of my clients are actually dog specialists, and their tips are just good supervision and good training. But I think you need to bring in a good dog expert for to solve the dog challenge there.
We need to take a break. We do have chicken coach Elise McNamara joining us in the studio with an actual rooster, and that's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I don't think we've ever done this before, Log. Sorry to jump finish the show talking to a chicken coach.
Yes, a chicken coach by the name of Elise McNamara, who has very kindly come in this morning with the beautiful rooster Jack, who is a silky. I just held Jack, and thanks for letting me do that, Elise. You're showing me proper form of how to hold a chicken too, because I think a lot of people think, oh, yeah, chickens, whatever, and then if they meet one, they're like, I don't know what to do. Am I allowed to hold a chicken? Am I not allowed to hold a chicken?
Yeah, they like. There's a certain way to hold them, definitely, in your hand and your arm to, then they feel supported and safe and they'll calm right down.
Is there a secret to happy chooks? Because I know you've got to sort of take care of them health-wise, kind of like dogs and cats, yeah?
Yeah, look, good feed, like you said, really good house with a nice dry litter, keeping things nice and dry, no mud, no smell, preferably.
Yeah.
And that human connection can't be undervalued either. They do really enjoy, attention and that love, just like any other pet.
Yeah, nice. Mine sneak in when we leave the door open, like the laundry door, and then I'll find them and they'll be in the bathroom or, you know.
Yes.
And usually just follow the trail of poop because, again, now, speaking of like worming and that kind of thing, just quickly, I found one poop about three weeks ago that had some worms in it, and I went, oh God, I should probably sort that out.
Yeah.
And sort of did some Googling, realised that there was a product that I can get that I can put in their water, but then didn't get around to it, and also haven't seen another poop with any worms. So have the worms gone away or?
Yeah, I'd probably worm them, and a good all-round wormer that's I can point you to some products that are nice and easy to use. That would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, cool.
And the other thing to do, which isn't a pleasant topic, but is to check them for lice and mites as well. So a lot of people around Geelong don't know that they, just like dogs and cats, can get parasites.
Okay.
So we do need to look after them in that way as well, and just, yeah, keep an eye on that area as well.
Yeah.
Really important health-wise. And now I understand, Elise, that you focus more on the chickens and you're a chicken coach. Is there any way that you could perhaps focus on the human element of it and convince people to be more considerate and caring to their co-hosts and co-workers and actually bring some eggs in? Any advice for Tom over there?
That's a tricky one, Lingy. I'm going to, you'll have to, that's not the fault of the chooks, is it?
No. Yeah. I think the chooks are doing their job beautifully.
At least we do need to wrap it up. We're getting towards 9 o'clock news. But if for people who do have chooks and love having their own eggs and collecting them each day and whatnot, should you be wanting more eggs out of your chooks? Because I feel like it's not a nice sort of expectation to put on the chooks. Like,
they
let them lay as much as they want. So maybe we should be looking at quality over quantity. Or
yeah, look, they'll you give them really good feed and everything they need, and they'll just do their thing.
Yeah.
It's as they age, they're going to get. You're going to get fewer eggs as they age, but hopefully yours live and lay for a long time to come.
Is that when you come in and you say, okay, you can do this? Chicken whisper.
There's a small number of tricks, but there really isn't. It's up to nature in a big part.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just quickly, Tom, you broke an egg around your chooks week, and then they went and they ate the egg.
They got into it. My daughter and I were trying to fend them off, and it all got a bit
not
full
a good
on.
Thing,
oh,
right?
No, they do. They do love eggs. Yes, they do. Even from cooked or uncooked, they'll definitely go for eggs.
Is that weird?
Oh, look, I think I put that question to you. Is that weird?
Yeah, yes. I would say it feels
seems weird.
Seems
doesn't feel
not
right. But they, I was worried. I'd heard that when they realise that there's the yummy stuff in their eggs, that they will start then breaking their own eggs and just ripping into them. I thought we'd broken our chooks.
Yeah, hopefully it's a one-off. If you can just keep the breakages to a minimum, I think you should be okay.
Oh, I love it. Well, if anyone would like to have beautiful chickens in their life, the best place to go is chickencoach.com. You've got courses, you've got seminars, you can do it online, but you can come out to people's places or they can come see you as well, is that right?
And we've got a workshop in Geelong on the 18th of October over
Perfect.
At Eastern Hub, so check it out.
All right, Elise McNamara, thank you so much. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Well done, Jack.
Bless you, Jack.
Cock-a-doodle-doo indeed.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.